If you suffer from headaches, you may think you've exhausted every available method of relief, but have you considered chiropractic care? Dr. John DiMaggio from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Dr. DiMaggio, what can chiropractic care do for headaches?
So as you guys know, we see a lot of neck pain cases, upper back. They all kind of tie together, but commonly I don't know if you've heard of text neck now that's coming out, but everyone's got this forward slumped posture and we tend to get muscle imbalances, and majority of headaches are tension type in nature. So what we can do for that is obviously chiropractors adjust, and that's going to be part of our treatment, given that it's right for the patient and it's right for their case. But a lot of the soft tissue therapy helps to relieve the tension that may be irritating the nerves and blood vessels surrounding the head. So a common tension type headache is going to start at the base of the skull, and patients may not realize they have a lot of blood vessels, nerve endings, things that cover the scalp and over, like, and through that kind of radiating around the head and eye pattern that patients will describe. So with increased muscle tension, decreased range of motion, you start to get an irritation of the joints around there and the soft tissue that's treading through that space. So by affecting those and restoring normal motion, more often than not, you're going to get a reduction in the frequency and the intensity of the headaches, you know, sometimes complete resolution. So, you know, there's definitely something we can do for that.
There are lots of different causes for headaches, aren't there?
Yes. I mean, you know, I have allergies and I've had sinus headaches before. Weather can affect people. Hydration status is huge, especially with the heat coming up. You know, your muscles and your brain and everything, it just craves water and needs that for the simplest of, you know, chemical reactions within your body. So if you're dehydrated, you're just going to feel half yourself to begin with. So, secondly is nutrition. If you don't eat for 5 hours, you're going to get irritable. You may have a headache just because your body's like, hey, it's giving you these pain signals to say something's not right. Let's try something. So, I mean, like you said, there's a ton of different things. Also, people that complain of like TMJ pain, if you've heard of that, the joint where your jaw attaches essentially to your skull. If that becomes inflamed, it's not uncommon to get referral up the side of the head or across the skulls, resulting in headaches as well. So there's a lot of different things, like you said, that can affect headaches.
What are some of the things we can do in our daily lives to help mitigate the potential for headaches?
So going back to those people that will present most often that have a desk job, that are staring at a computer or working on their phone or tablet, or in a seated posture for several hours, we encourage them to not so much, you know, you don't need to walk around the office, but breaking up your sitting is imperative. So, you know, people will often say, what's best? Should I get a standing workstation and then stand for 8 hours? And it's like, well, an extreme of either is not good. We want a balance. So if you sit for 30 minutes, don't think I have to go now stand for 30 minutes, but we just want you to break that up, kind of shake out your arms, maybe do a neck stretch or two, roll your head around and just sit back down and get kind of reset your posture. So you're breaking up that demand on these muscles. If you have poor posture, or if you're someone that's prone to headaches and things like that, you're kind of breaking the cycle.
So if someone comes into you with headaches, what are you able to do? When might they start to feel relief? Is it pretty quickly, or does it take a while for them to experience that relief?
It's dependent on a patient-to-patient basis. So for instance, we've been treating someone that's had she's had headaches for probably 20 years, I think she said, and that's going to be a slower case than someone that's just starting to get these tension headaches from, say, I'm starting a new job. And patient age is always a factor in their history, predisposing factors, and then complicating factors. So what do they have that's already going on that's causing this, or that may be causing this problem? And then what do they have in their life that it's kind of one of these factors that we can't remove, that's sort of going to be, every time we take two steps forward, it may be that thing that's bringing us one step back. So taking all those things into consideration is really going to be how you'll guesstimate, you know, that time frame. But more often than not, after a few treatments, patients are starting to feel some difference, whether it be, you know, subtle or drastic.
If you suffer from headaches, you need to check into the potential benefits of chiropractic care to ease your symptoms. Give the professionals at Tulsa Spine and Rehab a call today, 918-743-3737.